Hello and welcome to DVB English News. I'm Joe. In this week's headlines, regime confirms resistance drone strike on Naypyidaw. Backlash over New Zealand ASEAN meeting. Many still hope to evade military conscription. Civil society assisting those wanting to escape. Military conscription may hurt Myanmar's economy.Regime media confirmed that its air defenses shot down 13 drones at Naypyidaw Airport in Zayathiri Township on Thursday. The National Unity Government stated that the People's Defense Force carried out drone strikes on the military's headquarters and Air Force Base on April 4th. The NUG added it was a coordinated attack by the PDF. Regime media displayed 9 damaged drones on television.But it reported that there were no casualties or buildings damaged by the drones. It did not state that military facilities were targeted. New Zealand will host an Association of Southeast Asian Nations meeting on April 18th and 19th in its capital, Wellington. Concerns have been raised by the diaspora from Myanmar and New Zealand about the military regime being invited.
We don't want them to enter the land of New Zealand. They are not representing the people of Myanmar. They don't have legitimacy.
That was Pio Sandaso, a human rights activist from Myanmar living in Wellington. New Zealand was one of the first countries to condemn the 2021 military coup in Myanmar. This ASEAN meeting will be the first hosted in New Zealand since 2019.Member of Parliament Phil Twyford called on his government to decline visas for the military regime, as Australia did during its ASEAN meeting in Melbourne last month. A political activist in Yangon named Robert, who is eligible for conscription, spoke to DVB on the condition of anonymity. He said that he is planning to either leave the country or join a resistance group to evade military service.
There is like no place to go or stay. It doesn't matter which part of the country you live, the conscription law applies to all the young people.
That was Robert, a political activist in Yangon. Regime administrators have been visiting families in Robert's township to collect data on anyone eligible for military conscription. The punishment for those evading conscription is 3 to 5 years in prison. The New Myanmar Foundation, based in Mae Sot, Thailand, is assisting Myanmar nationals who seek to evade military conscription. It works along the Thai-Myanmar border to provide protection to those seeking asylum.
We provide the telephone numbers, including my number, so find the ways to come to neighboring countries.
That was San Ong, the executive director of New Myanmar Foundation. San Ong added that New Myanmar Foundation has assisted around 250 people so far, but he acknowledged that there's not enough funding available to provide safe houses to all who enter Thailand. Development economist Jared Bissinger told DVB that military conscription will further weaken Myanmar's already faltering economy. He added that taxes and the country's workforce will shrink as many flee the country to avoid military service.
The military depends heavily on the economy for its revenue, whether that's through taxation, whether that's through natural resources, whether that's through even checkpoints. If there's fewer people traveling, there's going to be less money coming in through checkpoints. There's going to be fewer taxes paid.They're undermining the economy that they depend on.
That was Jared Bissinger, a development economist. The regime's undermining of the economy will present a long-term challenge for the military. It is expecting 5,000 new conscripts to begin later this month. Groups of men have reported a basic training this week. DVB Bureau Chief Momo Miat spoke to Sean Turnell for the Newsroom podcast about his new book, An Unlikely Prisoner.The episode will be available wherever you get your podcasts on Monday, April 8th.
I think this new generation are just so extraordinarily impressive. And some of the things that they've designed to raise money and to support people inside the country are incredibly innovative. I'm really struck that for this group of young, new reformers, new resistors to the regime, their economic understanding,I think is first rate, you know, and they're looking at new and innovative ways of using fintech and things like that. They've got those wonderful cheeky campaigns of selling the general's houses and things like that. But overall, you know, it just seems to me to be incredibly impressive.
That was Sean Turnell, economic advisor to Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Government. His book, An Unlikely Prisoner is available in bookstores. And that's it for this week's headlines. I'm Joe. Stay tuned to DBB English News on Facebook, X, Instagram, Threads, and TikTok. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Spotify, Audible, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, or YouTube Music. Thanks for listening.